I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lag 2, Learn English with News. It's Monday the 25th of March and today's news story, well, it's a remarkable story. I'm not going to tell you any more about it, so you will find out in just a moment. But first, let's take a look at a couple of keywords, so vocabulary that I'll be using in today's episode. Three words for you to listen out for, and two of them more or less mean the same thing. And those two words are switch, and this is a verb, S-W-I-T-C-H, and swap, S-W-A-P, switch, swap. And the other word I want you to listen out for is astounding, and that's an adjective, A-S-T-O-U-N-D-I-N-G. O-U-N-D-I-N-G. Astounding. What does it mean if something is astounding? Okay, those are the key words. We're going to come back to them at the end to look at how I use them and what they mean. But see if you can understand them based on the context. And if you'd like to read along with today's news story while you listen, then you'll find the transcript as well as a comprehension quiz over on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. So if you're interested in joining, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben to get bonus content. Okay, here is today's news story. Two men in Canada have received a formal apology nearly 70 years after they were accidentally switched at birth. Richard Bouvet and Eddie Ambrose have spent the majority of their lives believing their relatives and ancestry was what they always thought it was, and why would you doubt it? But a DNA test revealed that something wasn't right. They had been swapped at birth and taken home by each other's biological parents. Bouvet took the test around a year ago, thinking he was indigenous, but the results showed that he had a mix of Ukrainian, Ashkenazi Jewish, and Polish ancestry. Meanwhile, nearly 2,400 kilometres away, Eddie Ambrose's sister also took a test and found out that she was not related to Eddie. It was Richard who was, in fact, her biological brother. This led to the astounding revelation that these two men, who were born on the same day in 1955 in the same hospital in Manitoba, had been taken home by the wrong parents. On Thursday, nearly 70 years on, Bouvet and Ambrose received an apology in person from Manitoba's Premier, Wab Kinew. Speaking in the Legislative Assembly, he said, "I rise today to deliver an apology that has been a long time coming for actions that harmed two children, two sets of parents, and two families across many generations. We are sometimes asked to understand empathy and compassion by considering what it is like to walk a mile in another person's shoes. If that statement is true, our honoured guests here today will perhaps understand compassion and empathy on a level very few of us will be able to approach." The two men have lived very different lives. Richard was raised Métis, an Indigenous people in Canada of mixed Indigenous and European origin. Eddie, on the other hand, grew up on a farm in rural Manitoba with, according to their lawyer, a very loving and very supportive Ukrainian ancestral family. But of course, neither of them knew until recently that they were living a different life to what they should have been. And that's today's news story. An incredible news story there. Imagine what it must be like to discover something like that. Let's take a look back at those three words I gave you at the start. switch and swap. So they were accidentally switched at birth. They were swapped at birth. This means to exchange by replacing one thing or person with another. And the other word, astounding. This led to the astounding revelation that these two men had been taken home by the wrong parents. Astounding means incredible, hard to believe. Okay, hopefully those words are clear. So thank you for listening to today's news story. I hope you found it interesting, and I'll be back with another news story on Wednesday.